I'm not familiar with your name, and I'm so sorry. That's
no, that's fine. I'm Doug Smith.
Doug Smith, nice to meet you. Part of my issue is that I want to visit with you about is I like to do ride-alongs. I don't like to spend money that I don't know what you do.
Sure.
And that's my own ignorance, and I apologize for that. But can you tell me just a little bit about what you've done in this last year? How the emergency squad is different from, say, the sheriff's department or all of those things?
Sure, sure. We service the entire county. We started by helping out with the fire departments, filling areas that they didn't have. We started out with the extrication equipment. Fire departments didn't have that. Right now, we focus on communication. We've got a comm van. We've got with ham radios, with mobile repeaters, with radios for surrounding counties and other places. We also have, I'm sure you've been aware, we purchased the mud ox at the beginning of the year. That's been about a 12-year battle for that will enable us to get into the cavern much easier than when the boats won't run well or you know, no one is going too fast or a kayaking or what have you. We can rescue individuals straight from the land, go in, get them, bring them back out. It'll also allow us to go out on the Lake Conway bed. We've got a request from the Game of Fish. We'd like to do a demo with those guys. We also have scuba tank for dive tank, water recovery and water rescue, that kind of thing. That happens when vehicles are off in the water in flood times or whatever. The trucks need cables attached. I'm going to go into that request of the sheriff's office or whoever. You know, into the water and make sure that the vehicles are safe, okay, it's not crime scene. No. We also have swift water capability. So, during times of floods or whatever, we have the training or the ability to make swift water rescues, you know, where the water's swollen and there's cars stuck down the middle, somebody's on the roof. We have that knowledge. We have a couple of other small areas that we are trying to generate, such as a drone program. We're about to build that up. So there's...
We are working with the reserve office, the Sheriff's Department Reserve Unit.
We heard about that. We were not included. We were not involved in it until last week. And I'm probably going to open up a can of worms, but the request from the reserve for funds from us is not how that works. We have a grant program that was built in 82 or something. And that grant program is geared and designed for the volunteer fire departments. They're the only entities that are through that grant program, and that program has a $1,000 cap per year for those entities. Whenever the grant process is open and we accept invitations, we will run those grants.
Can you lost me just a little bit? So
sure.
You're saying that the Sheriff's Reserve Office or Department asked for a grant?
They did.
And that's what the grant you're speaking of.
Yes.
The emergency squad gives grants for different support areas.
We do. And typically the last couple of grants are actually not funds, but were equipment. Such as the extrication equipment, let's say 36, might have been the recipient of it, or what's not. I think what's not. Shut it down now.
And all of your SWAT is voluntary based?
Yes, ma'am. 100% voluntary. We have about 35 members on the roster.
Two of my favorite first responders may need to get with you. I have two sons. First responders.
How many calls a year do you get?
It varies, depending on what needs to be done. This past year, I would say we've had about 30 calls, maybe some of you more. We do the, obviously, the search and rescue for when a lost person has been reported lost. You know, maybe boots on the ground, maybe manpower. We provide volunteers from that along with equipment, the Humvee, the side by side, other equipment to be able to get around, as well as here in the cavern, there's some areas that just doesn't have cell service, and the radio is not really stopped very well. So, we said, we're looking at getting a Starlink system for the van, so that we'll be able to set up Wi-Fi networks there and be able to communicate out via the network as well.
We just went through the PSAP consolidation and all that stuff, and again, it's my own ignorance, and I apologize for that, but I'm curious, who calls you out when you say you get a call? Like, who determines whether or not you go out?
The office usually dispatches us, or requests us, at the request of whoever's IC on the scene. Be that Wooster, be that Greenbrier, if it's volunteer fire departments, they can request us. If it's a particular scene, such as a water rescue, we've asked that the dispatch automatically call us as well. So it's always at the sheriff's or the sheriff that does the dispatch. But it's usually at the fire department level.
So there's multiple people that can request dispatch to call you guys out?
Yes. We also have mutual aid agreements with the surrounding counties. If they've got an issue, on the why or bad errand,
appreciate all your information. I'd like to come out and visit and see your setup soon.
Yeah, our setup's a little compact right now. That's the road department fire, and we got moved out of the bays, so the road department could work inside whenever it was raining, and I didn't do that. So we're packing the rack with our new shed, and we're working on getting the old road department.
Have you seen your squad have to kind of change and adapt to what's needed over the last few years, and how do you expect to see that change over the next few years?
We've, like I said at the beginning, many years ago, we actually ran the county ambulance service. When the meds came in, and took over that, that's fine, we've got one star. But now there's talk of one star actually. Several areas. adjust and accommodate and migrate those new folks.
Those chairpersons for courts and public safety, I'd love to get together and kind of visit with you a little bit about what your vision is going forward. And just, I really would like to see this squad that is such a wonderful and needed aspect of our county be as efficient and effective as possible. And I think over the years that all of our departments have had to change, and I think yours may be one of them that really has had a lot of change in it. So I'd like to visit with you a little bit and see how we can make the most of you guys, because we sure appreciate your service.
Just to add some color to the financial side of this conversation, you know, it's going to go back to 1977 when I read an ordinance here. Just so you understand the relationship and stuff, any expenditure of county funds allocated to the Faulkner County Emergency Squad will be with the prior approval of the sheriff, who will observe all financial management practices prescribed for the obligation and or expenditure of such funds. So that's that relationship that we established in 1977 with the emergency squad. So like you said, when there was something else about the emergency squad providing grants to other entities or something like that. I can't remember if that's an ordinance or kind of where that's at.
It is an ordinance.
It's an ordinance that they can give grants to other entities. And I don't have the details on that ordinance or know a whole lot about it. But that's
kind of... Does that also have to be approved in the sheriff's department? The grants?
I don't know.
The budgets.
The budgets. Yeah. So it's a very, it's just an interesting thing because the emergency squad in themselves is a 501c3, 4, 6.
I don't know that.
But they're a private, they're a separate entity. They're not a government entity. They receive government funds, but they're not a government entity, I guess. Something confusing like that. So, anyways, yes. Just as any other questions on the budget of the emergency squad? All in favor of passage of 3400.0520, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Judge Braswell has some leftover business with us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge.
Is that on there? I thought I was going to get away without saying anything, but here we go. So when we received the request to provide our budget appropriation request for this year, we were unable to modify line items on salary positions. And so as you may remember, I came before the personnel committee this summer. The personnel committee approved approved two requests for salary increases. It went before budget and budget, I believe, tabled it. I think that was the official action that was taken. And so in our attempt to follow the protocols that the quorum court has put in place for salary increases, we've been kind of holding on. I've had some contact with Justice Coates about that over the last few months. And so when we submitted our budgets, we sent an email and said, hey, look, we're not able to modify the salary position. What we're looking at, it's fund 0402, county jail, law clerk 1108 is the position. And so when I was told it passed, we walked out, my chief of staff said, did that include the increase? I said, well, that was part of our budget request, so I assume it did. And then Mr. Murphy pulled up the budget that looks like was in front of you, and it does not include that request. And so I wanted to bring that before this committee, that what we submitted, we were told to include an attachment to our budget proposal, and that's what we did. But it does not appear that that made it into your packet. Or so if appropriate, I wanted to respectfully request to address that issue today.
Let's...
What kind is this
in the 0402, County General.
Fund 1000.
Sorry, Fund 1000.
Yeah, that's fine. So, yeah.
Department of.
So, to speak to that point, I'd say most of the time, all the time, if we can help it, all of our raise requests go through, like you said, they go through personnel and then they go through budget. We don't often include raise requests other than cost of living adjustments in our budget cycle, you know, like when we're considering the budgets. So normally in the spring, in like September, I believe, and we often don't add raise requests. Now, from my understanding, there was a personnel committee on Thursday. Maybe, I don't know if those were raise requests or what exactly that was, that had some adjustments to some salary stuff in there. Mm-hmm. That's normally where we're at with raises, that we don't do raise requests in the budget cycle just because it could get out of hand. And those are normally heard separately. Now, that's just my color to add to that, and I'll let our other justices have any other comments or questions on that.
So that would need to go through personnel and then be added.
Personnel did approve, if you remember, like Judge Braswell stated, personnel did approve it. It came to our committee, and we tabled all those. We tabled all the raise requests subject to a plan, a study, or something where we look at raises or positions across the board and parity and equity and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, to answer your question.
So it's tabled in budget and finance. So yes. Why can't this committee bring back to the table for this budget cycle?
We probably can, and there's no reason why we can't. I just wanted to add the color of normally we don't do it during budget cycles because of the confusingness of it, to try to draw a line between COLAs and normal increases in the budget versus individual raise requests. But it's our committee.
And this is a one-off, as we mentioned multiple times. It's not something that's been repeatedly brought up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you use the button, so to speak.
But, yeah. Judge Braswell, do you have a number for that line item?
Yes, sir. Well, and that was, Mr. Chair, I obviously respect the committee's decision and how it wants to proceed on this one issue. I guess just procedurally, my concern at this point is that was a request made for the 2025 appropriation, mm-hmm. and that didn't appear to have been presented as such. Mm-hmm. And so just from a making sure that things are done correctly, I just want to go court session and say, just want the record to show that our submission did include the raise. And that number, it's actually the same number for the increase that was given to the law clerk for Judge Weaver. And so 65032 34. That's the same. That's the number.
Just Mahaffey, too.
Yes, sir.
Because he presented in May, that's also kind of a little bit of an issue, because normally, if it were in September, that's the normal time where we have pay requests going into the 25 budget. In theory, had the budget finance voted on it back in May, it would have gone into effect immediately, which might explain some of the reason it wasn't picked up in the budget request.
Well, I can't remember the exact time. I have to go back and look at the emails. Whenever y'all establish the plan of, if you're asking for increases, we ask that opens in May is what came to mind, and opens at this certain date. We submitted that request and went through that process.
So to get this on his budget, do we need to amend this budget?
So
or do we need a completely different ordinance?
If you wanted to add this increase onto this budget, so you would amend the budget, but I would only warn one other thing, is that it's not just the line item, mm-hmm. that specific line item that needed amended, it would be down the line as well, as far as all retirement, Social Security, all that jazz, and all those numbers. So it kind of adds that bit of complication.
So with this being said, Judge Braswell, I hate to keep the cane down the road because I truly feel like the buck stops here and it's time to put up or shut up, so to speak. But can I make a motion to table this until Thursday night, and then you can get those additional numbers for us for the law clerk and how that's going to change the line items down? Or what do we need to do to, because we've already passed this budget?
We did. We can bring it back. We can bring it back up. Okay. I think it's fluid. We can do it. Yeah.
But if we tabled it until Thursday night, that would give us the opportunity.
We can bring it back up on Thursday night. We don't necessarily need to table it. I don't think we can just bring it back up on Thursday night.
I have those notes, right? Okay.
Sarah says she can give y'all the numbers.
Yeah. So I think those are included when we submitted the original request to the personnel and the budget. I think that was.
You gotta throw them on the screen, I guess.
So
1108.
That's how you're able to pull it all up.
That could be a lot.
The answer is no, but that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
The position sum is $20,936.34 million. The Social Security is $1,601.63. Retirement. Which makes the overall budget 954,812,80.
Can you repeat that one more time?
The total?
Yes, ma'am.
954,812,812. Did you say that this matches the salary for the law clerk that's in the first division?
That's correct.
Motion to amend?
Yes.
Fund 1000, Department 0402, to the aforementioned numbers of the total budget of $954,812.80.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the motion?
Answer.
So the grant, I just want to be clear for anybody else listening, and because prosecutor is going to fall in the same bucket as Judge Braswell, is that personnel approved a number of raises for her office. I don't know. Was this the only one you came and asked for in May?
I asked for two, and then after personnel met and passed, I don't remember who I spoke to. But I declared my intention to withdraw the request for the increase in the chief of staff position.
Okay.
So the only remaining issue was the creating equity in the law clerk position.
If I remember correctly, the prosecutor's office was for the full-time position that we just approved.
Well, she had a number of requests. I don't remember what they were. It was like five or six position increases, some of which had to do with the same number and the same style of type of position, I believe. So I just want to make sure we're clear on the grounds of which we're kind of approving this outside of our norm, you know, because I just don't see any reason why a prosecutor couldn't march in here 20 minutes from now and do the same thing with all the ones that personnel asked for. And I'll say
those already passed personnel.
Because they already passed personnel. They were in the same kind of bucket positions as really, not saying she can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I think we want to be consistent in our actions and in how we act and behave as a court and the way we make decisions, you know?
At this point, our consistency has been putting them off.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't agree with.
The court is very consistent about putting people off. I'll say that.
What if the prosecuting attorney was asking for an increase to trial assistant, another trial court assistant, case coordinator, investigator, office administrator, and then I believe the FOCA on the yard.
One that we already did, yeah.
I'm not opposed to reducing those as well.
I understand, yeah. I just want to make sure we're setting ground rules and not make ground rules, but you know, we're clear where we're coming from, because I just don't want to start and it ain't up to me either, but I just don't want to start the standard of getting a lot of raise requests in with our budget cycle is really the main thing. So that we're looking at those separately from the budget cycle, because they oftentimes require a lot more conversation and debate and everything else, and you don't want to get that all wrapped up into 400 pages of budget. So, anyways, that was.
So, we've already had those discussions.
Oh, yeah. Got a motion? We've got a second. Any more discussion? Questions? Audience questions? Make sure we open up. All right. All in favor of Justice Coates' motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Thank you.
You hooked up, Judge.
Appreciate y'all very much. Thanks, sir. Have a good day.
I'm still going to pass. Thank you.
Will you eat the last sandwich?
All right. I've got one request here, and I don't know if we have the book in front of us, since this is the court's book. I'm calling it a book. For our assessor's budget. Do we have... I'm saying, yeah, because this was a court's packet. Do we have another packet to
Sheriff
look at the assessor's budgets?
No.
Sheriff is next, but...
I don't have any.
You know, did they copy? All right. Can we get you this afternoon?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be back as soon as I get out of
this. We'll get you this afternoon. We won't pass your budget without you. Yes, thank you so much. I know, yes, that's fine, man. It's deserving.
That was fine.
We'll get her in there. We're only 2 hours behind. We're doing good. No, that's fine. We're doing good. This is good, though. Just as we are having here in about 30 minutes, we are having Cross Creek, is that the name of it, for lunch. So we'll recess for a few minutes for lunch here in a little bit. All right. Are we ready? Jake?
Motion to put out of Fund 1000 County General Department 0400 County Sheriff on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. What do you have for us, Ms. Woolley?
May I sit at the table?
Yes, there's an empty spot down yonder. What, can you just, let me ask you this. Can you just speak to major changes, major shifts across the board with our sheriff's budgets? You have multiple budgets and multiple funds. Just big things.
We have two major contracts, our large dollar contracts that we have. We have just received our renewal letters for those contracts, and The one, luckily, is what I anticipated. I believe it's going to be 5%. I think there's a clerical error on the letter, and I emailed them yesterday about it, so I'm checking on it, but I believe it's going to be a 5% increase, and that's on our medical and mental health contracts. And then the food provider that we have for inmate food services, we just received that renewal letter as well, and it was, I believe, a 4%, maybe 4.1% increase. Real quick. Yes, so it's approximately 4.1% increase. So those are our largest increases. And the cost of our vehicle equipment has also increased. And so we built that into our budget. And then just cost of goods in general for running the jail and then our offices have increased somewhat. So that you'll see that in areas. Obviously, I think y'all spoke to this earlier. The insurance also is increased, I noticed, as well. So.
The big thing with the county general is that with our PSAP 911 consolidation, and I may try to catch Mr. Higgins on this one, is that we're losing positions. We have positions. We fund dispatchers, and now all those dispatchers are going to be or are currently city of Conway employees. So that money is coming. That money is going away. We're not having to pay for those anymore. But I feel there's bit of.
We're not paying for them out of our budget.
That's what I was going to say.
The county signed a contract that was made effective November 1st. And so logistically how the cost of that portion for the county is paid will be outside of the sheriff's office now. So,
yeah. Administrator Higgins is one that's had their hands on all this, a lot of this PSAP consolidation stuff. Can you talk about, we're shifting, we're not seeing the expense in the sheriff's budget for these positions, but where are we seeing the expense for these positions?
So the 911 PSAP budget, we'll review it later today probably, but in essence, we receive about $800,000 a year, I'm doing this by memory, about $800,000 a year of PSAP funding, as does the city of Conway. So that adds up to about $1.6 million combined of the PSAP money that we receive. They actually operate the shelter. They're working on their budget and they'll submit it to us at some point. So I had to get creative in the budget and do some educated guesses in there. But we think it's going to be somewhere over $2 million. So we're going to have a delta that we will have to pick up the difference on. So that $400,000, the money that came out of the sheriff's department went into that bucket. I went ahead and programmed in $400,000 to cover the loss of that because we're going to pay those dispatchers anyway. So we'll cover that in 911 PSAP.
Okay.
So it'll make more sense when we look at that. So we took it out of, they got a credit, if you will, in their budget, but it's still going to have to be picked up somewhere else, and that location will be the PSAP budget.
Okay, so and the PSAP budget is currently today not a county general fund budget because it has its own fund.
That's correct. It has its own revenue stream.
It's saved. There's some savings in county general, but it's being picked up by that additional revenue stream, and we'll talk to this later on. But that, here before too long, that additional revenue stream is going to be gone.
Right.
So anything that it supports will in turn be again picked up by county general.
That's right. The revenue stream will go to not the city, but it'll go to that PSAP organization,
yep.
Their money and the city's money and the county's money. And we have enough accrued to probably cover the delta for a couple of years. But you're right, there will be a time when we need to. I'll talk about it again then. My recommendation is we do our best guess this year because we have the funds to cover it and not come out of county general. And then by this time next year, we'll actually have a run rate in PSAP. And we'll know more what these costs actually are going to be without having to guess.
Yep. Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
You answered my. Do y'all have any more questions on that topic? Okay, I just wanted to cover that because that that makes for a lot of the green in this budget. So I thought that was a conversation worth having. And I do believe, Ms. Lilly, the clerk position and the additional position here, it was approved.
It was approved to transfer from our other department, 0418.
That's right.
Into 0400. So it's just swapping the departments.
Just as any questions on 0400? Do y'all want to use this budget to talk about raises for the sheriff's office and that conversation that we had in September in the personnel committee meeting? Were y'all there for that, Joel? Seems appropriate. All right. So the personnel committee passed increases for the sheriff's office. We don't know exactly what they passed. It was kind of an open conversation, and it was what it was. And they basically said, hey, we're good with whatever budget decides, and went poof. And so now it's in our lap. Here's the conversation. The conversation was, Andy presented their packet of basically, this is where we want all of our positions to be. This is where we're at today. This is where we want to be in 2025. And here's the difference. So that was your big packet. And we had the conversation of, okay, yeah, we agree. We want these positions to be here at your ending point in 2025. Now, how we get there may be a couple different things. It may be we're going to do the COLA, whatever the COLA ends up being, and then we're going to do the difference between that COLA number and where you want them to be. For some people, they'll need a little extra. For some people, they won't need anything, depending on where the COLA is. And then someone else asked the question, well, if you're in these salaries, if you're playing catch up, do you need to budget where you want to be and then add the COLA on top of that? So, and then you said, I'm not sure if our budget can handle that, basically. So that's where we were. So I'm not saying, I don't know if this is a decision we can make right now. We can always come back at the end and make a motion to get that all done, what we want to do with it.
But these raises have not been passed. The exact raises have not been passed.
Correct.
We had a resolution.
They had a resolution, and it was approved. So, yeah. Personnel knew that we had a lot of work to do on the budget side with those numbers.
The way I understood it is we left it, the resolution was approved, the amounts were approved, but we left it open-ended for the Budget and Finance Committee to decide what y'all feel fit and what the full court feels fit best for all of our budgets as a whole. Yep. We do not want to be a hindrance for the county to achieve a COLA increase, first and foremost. In years past, that was a conversation that would be put forward, and that's not our objective whatsoever. We're just hindered by the fact that we have the most employees based on countywide, employment. But we do want to make sure that a COLA is achieved. And so if it's the courts and or the committee's perspective to look at doing the COLA first and then see how much the money lands out, and we can try to plug in our increases as well, then by all means, we want to do that, but we don't want to hinder everyone's process as a whole as well.
And so whenever we took her, I'm going to call the Sheriff's Office 2025 desires, and at the time laid a 3% cost of living adjustment on top of that, that 3% cost of living adjustment took care of, I can't remember if it was half or most.
I believe it was approximately half.
About half of those increases. So it took care and it made those people either good or better than what the request was. So just some history there.
It still puts them behind the eight ball versus the other five, 6 games.
I can't speak personally to that because I didn't look at that information specifically as far as all the comparisons.
So, Mr. Chair, just so that we're not talking in a narrow fashion, I know the judge is prepared to speak at length about COLAs, strategies and all that, that would include all this. So I think this is probably a bigger picture than just Sheriff's Department raises. So just wanted to bring that into the equation.
Thank you. And I just wanted to bring that up as we're starting to look at the Sheriff's Office budgets, that these may not be the final budgets depending on what we decide to do with those increases with their folks. All right, y'all good to move on then with this? Good with that conversation? Let's stick a pin in that. Loop back around to that. Yeah, okay. So, Justice, any questions on 0400 Fund 1000? All in favor of passing Fund 1000, Department 0400, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Motion to put from Fund 1000, Department 0418, County Jail, on the table for discussion.
Second.
Ms. Molly, when do we see those increases that you're talking about in those jail medical and food contracts? Are those in different funds?
Our increase for medical, our medical funding, we budgeted 7 months of the contract out of our jail operations and maintenance budget, and then the other 5 months out of County General, which is what you see here in line item 3009. And that 3009 also includes 6 months of the mental health contract as well. So, and then the other portion of the mental health, the other 6 months have requested to appropriate that from our ARP department in, our jail department in the ARP fund.
You know how much that is?
The mental health, we split it down the middle, like I said, so it's $95,000 in this fund here in County General and $95,000 in the ARP fund.
Okay.
Is what we asked for.
For some reason, the court decides not to go ahead with that in the ARP fund, you wouldn't approve the contract, right? I guess they probably wouldn't do a 6 month contract.
I would request that we budget the whole amount out of
the entire amount out of this. Okay. I was just curious on that. I won't know that until we get to ARP. Justice, is any question? And you said that's 100, so that's $190,000 a year for
approximately
mental health services, and that's something we added during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
We, and this is how we have it budgeted current year as well. We have it split between the two funds.
And that's the same provider. That's Turnkey Health provides that in addition to the medical services.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions, Justice? All in favor of passing $1,000 0418, say aye. Any opposed? All right.
Motion to put from County General Fund 1000, Department 0433, Jail Juvenile Grant.
Second.
On the table for discussion.
All right. Anything on this one, Justice? All in favor of passing 1000.0433, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Just a comment on this. This $20,783 of this comes from a jail juvenile grant fund 3506. You'll see that on your revenue.
Okay.
Right. Motion to put from Fund 1801 Commissary, Department 0426 Commissary.
Second.
All right, and this is all money that we front, but it's all, we get it all back. Is that the best explanation, Ms. Woolley? We, comes back to us?
Yes, I mean, Scott may want to.
It comes back to us.
It's what we call pass-through funding.
Yes.
Okay. So you need the monies for, you need the monies for purchase, but you get it back as cost of goods sold, and then profits go to
the
sheriff's fund.
Sheriff's fund.
Okay.
Which, in theory, money you spend plus your inventory on the money to get back.
Is that how it shakes out most times?
It should. It does. Now, we've talked about it before. There was a time where some of the profits were being put in there.
Yeah.
But once we got to kind of get that cleared out, it's ran pretty smooth for the last probably 8-9 years. Or 8-10.
And if it wasn't, leg audit would tell us.
I keep a fairly close eye on it. I don't look at it every month, but if the balance starts really climbing or something, it's not
perfect.
Just to make sure I'm looking at this correctly, so our inmates are spending $384,000 a year on phone calls?
Yes, ma'am. That's the usage. That's the cost of the telephone usage. And it's also video. They have the opportunity to use video services as well.
Once again, that's the cost of the good. They may be paying more than that, but that's the cost of the good. That's not the profit.
And most of these folks, some of them have outstanding fines, fees, restitution, or...
Oh, I'm sure most of them do.
Most of them. So most of them owe us money. And then they pay for phone calls with the money they owe us. So, all right. Justin, any questions?
I have a question.
Yeah.
So we received our available to appropriate, and it was showing that we needed to lower this. So I did lower the inmate purchases line item, but if we don't have to, I'd rather leave it here just so I don't have to come before the court later. But I did lower it to $378,000, but I'm not sure what you have in front of you. Because I know,
I'll speak on that just real quick. What it was is, like I said, this is a pass-through fund, so we don't withhold the 10%, right? And 10% had been put in there on the revenue side, and it's holding back of the $850,000. I believe that it was holding back $85,000. So that's probably the back close to what.
So the AO4 number, we can pass.
You can appropriate it. And here's the thing: I can change that revenue whatever makes it pass through.
It's pass through.
Whatever they need, they get. I mean, you might as well do it right now instead of coming back later.
So Miss Lily, we have inmate purchases. The request is $420,000. Inmate phone cards. The request is $384,000.
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Yes.
Okay. All in favor of passing 1801.0426, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Let's see. We've got Jake. Oh, sorry. Jumping in.
Motion to put from Fund 1810, Capital Improvements Fund, Department 0418, to County Jail on the table for discussion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Ms. Lily, is this your budget or is this the county judge budget? Kind of. This isn't yours.
I mean, I'll take ownership.
No, it's fine.
If you
I think this is the capital improvement.
It's for
our teacher. We were talking.
This is the capital improvements budget for county jail. I think I had it in with their group, but it's in y'all's group.
I would say it's jointly. So the $90,000 that has been appropriated here and has been for a few years now. That was for the survey for the jail expansion. I don't know if it is still needed or not. That the judge may be able to speak to that, but I went ahead and put it because it hadn't been expended to my, at least out of where we had always budgeted. And then the other item of the building and improvements line, that is the remaining funds that we have not spent yet for the jail camera upgrades, and the process is in process, and the chief or the sheriff may be able to speak to where we are at in upgrading both of the camera systems. But at this point, that's the remaining funds that we have left.
So that was money we passed this past year to get all that taken care of.
Yes.
Okay. From the light.
So we were just asking to carry it over so that way once the projects do finish out, then we still have that funding there if those bills don't come in this year.
That answered my question, I think. Judge, do you have anything on this one?
Yeah, the bigger portion of the capital improvement expenditure is for the jail construction or the Unit 3 construction this year are totally separate from this discussion. Judge's administration recommendation for that is just going to, for the $90,000, just roll that right on over, leave it in place. No changes. We'll be spent for sure on the jail.
Thank you, Judge. And Justices, just to really speak to this Fund 1810, I talked earlier about, spoke earlier about the 0.9 mils, right, that we passed for the criminal justice building. So back before I was on the court, and I don't remember what year it was, they had paid off that criminal justice building because the money that 0.9 mils brings in goes up. It just doesn't bring in a flat amount. It goes up to whatever that equals. And so the court decided, well, let's take $1 million of that and put it back into a capital improvements fund. So that's what we've done for the past good handful of years, and that's what we kind of continue to do because we know we need to take care of capital improvements. Like, we got to save up for that. So that's where this money's coming from. It's from that fund that we put $1 million a year back into for different things. And it's because of that we were able to move forward on our county jail and have some money saved for that. So, And it looks like Scott's projected that it makes about $200,000 next year in interest, right? So that's good.
But once again, interest rates are, well, they're coming off, but we're locked in for good for CD stuff. And it's going to probably get close to that again next year. I think it'll probably be 250 this year, honestly. Depending, a lot of that depends if we start spending it. Mm-hmm. That could go down, but across the board,
so after if this is approved and we transfer in that $1 million and we make our interest, we should have about $6.5 million in that fund at the end of next year. Everything goes ahead according to plan. If we don't spend it on the sheriff's office, which is fine because that's what it's for the most part. All right. Any more questions on this one? All in favor of passing 1810.0418, say aye. Any opposed? All right.
Motion to put from Fund 3007, Sheriff's Automation Fund, Department 0438.
Second.
Questions? All in favor of passing 3007.0438, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
May I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
So this is another one that our available to appropriate showed that we were a little bit over, and so I actually adjusted it. But if we're okay at leaving it at 7,000, I would rather just leave it at the rounded number. But I would leave that up to Scott.
I was thinking it would be. I was thinking I moved it 4230. Bear with me.
Is this sheriff's automation?
Yeah, but you're running out of gas on the door.
We had a few of these that were like this that I tried to fix if I could. I just want to make sure.
What are we speaking to? Are we speaking to the Sheriff's Automation Fund or a different one?
Automation, if you want to move to something else, I can get you the answer.
Yeah, we can do that. Take human brain turn control.
A motion to put from Fund 3015 Drug Control Department 0425 Drug Control on the table for discussion.
Second.
This has no projected revenue. Are we just trying to spend this one out?
Yes. Our drug control fund, this fund, 3015, and then 3405, it's our federal drug forfeiture. It's both the same kind of money. It's both from drug seizure cases. Just one is local cases, one is federal case-related money. So
we can't really, like, project money into it because we don't know what's going
to
come in.
Yes. And so we have to do an annual report for the funding that we have in those two areas, too. And so in order to just go ahead and use what is left over, we ask for that amount. That was what I showed the fund balance to be mm-hmm. at the time when I ran the report and did the budget. I know that projection also for this, though, showed that we were going to be over by just a little bit. And so I changed it to just $42 even. But like I said, it's the same kind of with the Sheriff's Automation. We can ask Scott about that.
Sure. I don't want to get this all confused, but if we can go back to Sheriff's Automation, I'll take that number.
Yes.
That number should be 4230.
Which number is it? The final budget number?
Projected revenue on your on your revenue section, Sheriff's Automation.
Okay.
The revenue being 4230. Total available funds 7781. 10% pullback, 778.10. Total available, $7,002.90.
Okay, so we can make an amendment to amend the appropriation to 7,000 even?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have that motion?
I make a motion to amend Fund 3007, Department 0438.
Second.
Motion and second to amend that to 7,000 even. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
I'm sorry, what was the next one?
3015.
Oh, 425.
You said 3415?
3015.
301.
3015.
Thank you.
I don't know. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the drug control with no revenue. Mm-hmm. Do you anticipate that?
Not at this time.
So that's good. You know, if you're clearing out a fund, I don't know why we would have to hold back that well in any sense, but it's totally
well, we don't hold the 10% in the federal drug forfeiture, mm-hmm. but it's just always been here on this, but we had had more money in it. So we're just trying to get it cleaned out. So if he's...
I'll you're just trying to clean it up. For those that don't know, the 10% holdback is essentially that we don't overspend. We have a revenue there. You know, we're projecting revenue, so it's kind of keeping us from
So what do we need to do? Do we need to change this to $48? The appropriation? From 42 to 48? Alright. We have a motion on that? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We're getting down to the nitty gritty. All right. Jake.
Make a motion to put from Fund 3017 Jail Operations and Maintenance Fund, Fund 0439 Jail Operations and Maintenance.
Second.
questions on this one? This was the increase in the contract with the jail medical?
Yes.
Yes.
Projected revenue $378,500.
Okay, it changed since what I've seen. So,
I looked at that also. And I think there's a carryover adjustment on that from you. Did you want to adjust that carryover at all?
At this time, I'm expecting to spend what we have in our budget.
Okay.
Yeah,
just making sure. Mm-hmm.
What did you say that you changed?
$378,500.
So
this show still shows in line with what you have requested.
Yeah, I've got you $6,666.
Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
Justin, any questions? All in favor of passing 3017.0439, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. I'm just going to call quick attention to 12 o'clock, but if y'all want to power through Sheriff's Office budgets before we eat lunch, can y'all do that? No. Power right into lunch. Do we have a motion to recess for lunch?
Make a motion to recess for lunch.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Just from the hospital.
Yes.